can literally give Claude power-ups, and I don't know why everyone isn't talking about this. These right here are called MCP tools, and these are the reason why Claude is better than ChatGPT right now, because you see, Claude 4 Opus and Claude 4 Sonnet are both agents, meaning if you give it a request, like if you type something into Claude, and you give it access to tools, it's smart enough to actually think and decide what tool it needs to access. Let me show you an example. Here's a project that I created that's called Vibecode CEO. I'll explain the custom prompt in just a second because this is the most important part, but I just want to show you what it can do with Notion. I want you to do research on what was announced today by Apple, and I want you to create a short form script. Make sure to use the short form document that I've given you in Notion somewhere to structure your hook. And so once we run this, you're going to notice here that it's actually going to begin accessing a tool. So first thing that it's going to do is search the web, which is actually a built-in tool by Claude. And right now it's just gathering information, first of all, because it needs, so now it's going to use a tool. So now it is using this thing called API post search. And now it is searching for the database. So now it's looking through all the databases in Notion. Now it's retrieving a page. And so it's actually grabbing short form hooks from these short form hooks are just a list of really good hooks that I found on social media and I saved to a document. And so it's actually using those. And now it's creating this research report and we can find it right here. And let's see if it adds it in just a second. Boom, there you go. And so it created a research report. Now it's creating the short form script. Now it created the short form script. And so we can see here, it hasn't pasted it yet, but it's writing it right now. It's writing it right now using the tool. It's gonna put it here in just a second. Boom, there we go. Here's the hook that it used. And if we go to our short form hooks database, you're gonna see that it pulled from this one. You're not going to believe what I just did / found out. It modeled the hook off of this high performing hook. But it gets even crazier than this. Let me show you something. On this page, I just added something in a double brackets, which is create thumbnail. And then I added two additional comments. So I said, tell me what people are saying about it on the negative side, and then write three alternative hooks. Now all I need to do is just copy this title. And now I can go back into Claude. I'm going to paste it. And then I'm just going to say, resolve comments. And so what this is going to do is it's going to look for that title of the page. And then it's going to resolve all of these comments. And that's why the custom instructions are so important, because now it's given special instructions based on this. So right now, it's actually going to leave comments on this. And you'll see in a second. So actually, right now, it's generating a thumbnail using a custom AI workflow. It found this thumbnail ideator photorealistic glyph. So I created this on a different tool called Glyph. And since it has access to a Glyph tool, it's actually just going to start generating it right now. And this is the input that it is giving into this workflow. And we will wait for that to run. Okay, so it's done. We can actually see here that it left a comment. Right here, it said the thumbnail's been created, and then it left a comment here that has this link. And so this ran my workflow on creating a thumbnail. And so it created these five thumbnails and titles and went through this whole workflow. All I had to do was just hit resolve comments, and it's still working on those two other tasks. And here, it's actually leaving some other comments. So I can click on this right here. We have a comment from N8N, negative feedback research. Critics are saying that this liquid gas is hard to read and distractingly cluttered. So it did some additional research there and left it in the comments so it's not cluttering my main page. And then three alternative hooks would be Apple just made the biggest design mistake in over a decade. So here it shifted it to negative. Today I realized that Apple is copying the Vision Pro for everything. This is a realization hook from the template. So it's telling me exactly what it's pulling from my other Notion documents. And we need to talk about Apple's new design because it's causing huge problems. Discussion starter hook, which was one of the hooks in that database. And so I made this prompt today. I have a lot of optimization to do. It's going to get a lot better, but you can just kind of like pause the video. This is out of the scope of the video. This is a 10-minute video by itself, which I'll probably do on YouTube. But it's that prompt right there that caused it to know exactly how I want this formatted. So when MCPs first launched, in order to set up these tools, you had to go through this really annoying process of adding them up here on this developer tab, and you actually had to know how to code to do this. But you actually don't need to anymore. So this is Docker, which is a developer tool, but they released a new feature recently, and it is called MCP Toolkit. And so these are the tools that I've set up. So I have Notion tools, and if you click on Notion and you click on tools, you can see that within the Notion MCP, you have access to all of these different tools. And so that's why I was able to comment on a Notion database. It's able to search the database. It's able to respond to comments. It's able to delete blocks. It's able to do all of these different things. And sometimes the built-in search for Claude isn't the best. And so I added Perplexity as a backup. And so this one, you have the just the basic ask. You have the reasoning model. I believe that is their R2. Or the DeepSeek R1, and then it also has Perplexity Deep Research, which is very, very good. So in order to get this all set up, all you need to do is have Claude. Most of you have Claude, or at least you should have Claude. It's awesome. And then you're going to go to clients, and you're going to connect. Anytime you make changes in Docker, so like if you make changes to these MCPs and you add these different tools, the first thing that you need to do actually is you need to go to configurations and you need to make sure that you put in your API key. This is hidden because you need to keep these hidden. If someone steals it, then I could, like if I were to steal your API key, I could, you know, spend your money on your account because you have to set up these tools individually. I think a business idea is if someone actually makes this so you can just pay through one singular platform instead of paying for all of these individually. That's where it's still a little bit annoying, but that's okay. But anytime you make a change to one of these, what you need to do is you need to go to client, you need to just disconnect Claude, and then what you're going to do is you're just going to restart Claude. So you're just going to quit, you're going to connect it, and then you're going to open it back up. And then any of the tools that you've added previously will show up here in MCP Docker. In order to have all of your Docker tools, you need to just have Docker open in the background on your computer. And so that is how it's running this server. And it's a super easy thing to do. You just have it on and then your desktop app becomes an absolute god. So that was only two of the probably like 40 workflows that I've been using with MCPs. So a lot of videos coming. Follow for more.